Talk the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtos Meister Sheni, Perik Hei Mishnah Hei, Uba Shvias Paideu Beshavyai. Quick Chazara of Mishnah Hei. When you figure out the amount of pidyon for Neter Avai, we don't just say the value of the fruit, we say the value of the owner's expense for working with the fruit from the point that it starts to sprout. Whatever it takes. Trimming the tree, fertilizing, picking the fruit, guarding the fruit. However, Uba Shvias, when someone is paid the neter avai that grew during a shmita year, paideu b'shavyei, says the Mishnah, now you redeem it for its full value. Obviously, if I sell a peri and I say, but it's your job to take care of it at one point on the tree, he's going to get a lot more pay raise. A ready-made peri in the store is going to cost much more. U'bashviyis paideu b'shavyei. When you're redeeming neter avai peris during a shmita year, it's for its full value. Why? You can't say, I'm factoring into the price, working with the peiros, because you now want to work with the peiros on a shmita year. What about the price of picking the peiros? See, here too the Mefarshim explain. On a shmita year, everyone picked their own peiros. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, Hoya Hakal Mufkar, let's say we have a field. Not during a shmita year, but the field is a hefker dika field. Nobody owns the field. A person comes and says, Hefker, I'm zaychit. He's zaychit the peiros revai. They're peiros of the fourth year. When it comes to redeem them, he can only factor into the price of the redemption the amount it would cost to pick the peiros. So it's going to be a little bit different than a shmita year. In a shmita year, you redeem it at whatever the value of the peiri is. You don't deduct anything. Here, I'm not going to deduct working with the peiri up until the time that it's ready to be picked, but if it costs money to pick the peiros, that you could deduct. The reason you can't deduct working with the peiros on a shmita year is because on a shmita year you don't work with peiros. Same is true for a hefkedika field. These peiros grew already. Nobody worked with them and no one guarded them. But right now he's being zaychet. He's taking it for himself. You can take hefke for yourself. Okay, so from this point and on, you can deduct the amount of picking it, but not till now. Wait a second. When something is hefker, you don't have to separate trumah or maisers from it. And the truth is on Shemitah also. You don't have to separate Trumas Yimaisis on a Shemitah year. That's true. But by Neter Revai, the halach is still nohek. Fourth year peiros that grow on a Shemitah year, or fourth year peiros that grow on a field that's Hefker, have to be redeemed. Or bring them to Yerushalayim. Vayter zakt the Mishnah, apoy de Neter Revai shalog, like we mentioned already in the previous Mishnah, if you're redeeming your own Neter Revai, one who is redeeming his Neter Revai, Moisev Olav, he has to add on to the redemption price. Chamishasai, an extra fifth. Just like you have to by Meiser Sheini, like we explained earlier, this is the sheet of the Beis Hillel. Although the Torah does not say an extra fifth by Neter Avai, but the Beis Hillel learn Exeris Shava of Kodesh Kodesh from Meiser. Zok the Mishnah. This extra fifth has to be added. Bein Shehu Shaloi, whether this Revai was his all along, it grew in his field. Ubain, or whether it grew in a friend's field, v'nitin loy b'matan, and it was given to him as a gift. Now, it was given to him as a gift before it was fully ripe. Once it's fully ripe, the Beis Hillel hold, it has a din of mamon gevoya, like meiser. You can't give it as a gift. But if it grew in his friend's field, up until a certain point, before it was fully ripe, and then he gave it to this person as a gift, when this person redeems it, he has to be meisiv achaymish. That's called being poida, your own neter revai. When you do that, you have to add a chaymish. So in our Mishnah, we learned that if you redeem neter revai during a Shemitah year, you don't deduct the expenses, but you're going to assess the value for what its full value is, as if you bought it in a fruit store, because there are no expenses. Nobody works on peiros. Not even picking the peiros. You don't hire people to pick peiros on a Shemitah year. People pick their own peiros. For that matter, if it was a field that was hefker, and he was zaych in it, the only thing he would deduct is the schar for picking the peiros. But you can't deduct working with the peiros up until that point. Then the Mishnah reminded us that if you redeem your own net or avai, this is according to the Beis Hillel, you have to add a chaymish, whether you're the one that grew the peiros or it was given to you as a gift at a certain point in its growing.